Hi all, my name is Rob, and I am an environmentalist. Today, I am going to address you all on a very important term called environment. We are going to cover the ways that affect the environment and how it can be checked. Let us first briefly understand the term environment. The environment is the combination of all the living beings, the non-living things, and the physical surrounding conditions. Everything that is happening on Earth naturally or artificially is ultimately affecting the environment. The living things include all the living beings, the food they consume, and their interaction, and the non-living things include the supporting natural things like air, water, sunlight, soil, rocks, vegetation, forests, pollution, and climatic conditions. There is direct interaction between both living and non-living things, and the resulting action affects the environment in both positive and negative ways. So, the environmental factors play a vital role in supporting all the living and non-living interactions. Let us see how we are contributing to the environment. As we know, the population of the Earth is huge and still is increasing each passing day, which signifies an increase in demand of the natural resources. And since we do not have enough replenishable natural resources, we need to create more artificially. With the result, a large number of artificial sources, such as factories, are being set up, and that eventually is contributing towards air, land and water pollution, significantly due to the release of unwanted gases, chemicals, etc. Besides that, the harmful substances are introduced in the water bodies like lakes, rivers and oceans, and that makes the water body polluted. Also, if the harmful substances are mixed with the soil, it leads to the depletion of a productive layer of the soil and pollutes the land. There is a strong need to fix pollution to keep the environment healthy, and for that, we all collectively have to follow certain things. First and the foremost is planting more trees, as that would lead to absorption of carbon dioxide and release of fresh oxygen into the air. The soil should be kept intact, and the harmful waste should not be allowed to get mixed with the soil easily. The vehicle should be fitted with non-polluting kits. We should avoid using and disposing of the plastic bags, as they can choke the marine life. We should be self-encouraged to use public transport. The dirty water disposal from the factories should be treated well before letting it into the sea or rivers. Excessive use of pesticides and fertilizers should be avoided. We should follow the 3R policy, which means reduce, reuse, and recycle. This implies that we should use the natural resources wisely and conserve them as much as possible. Also, reusing the materials can help us save the environment in many ways. There are many things that can be recycled into a new product. As the animals are totally dependent on the natural resources for their need of food and water, we need to understand that each one of us, as well as our activities, affects them, and at the end of it, our environment. It is our responsibility to keep our environment clean and safe for ourselves and the life around us.